Today on Rocking the Suburbs.
A very knowledgeable person, and he knows how to put a phonograph record together, that's for sure.
Hello everybody and welcome to Rocking the Suburbs. My name is Patrick Foster, and on behalf of Jim Linehan, I want to welcome you to another episode of our podcast. Today is April 2nd, as you listen to this, 2024, and I want to remind everybody that we will be starting March 2024 new music very soon. That's right, we're going to start next week on March new music, so your deadline is going to be Sunday, April 7th. That's right, get them all in by Sunday, April 7th. Those new music picks, you can record a voice file and email it to rock@suburbspod.com. That's one way to do it. Or just pick up your telephone and dial up the Suburban Party line, 612-440-1984. And we'll look forward to having our usual beautiful and eclectic mix of songs that came out in March. So far, 2024 is turning out to be an excellent year for new music. And I think a lot of our listeners will concur with me on that. Well, now that we've got that out of the way and you've made your notes on when to get into your new music picks, we're going to do something we haven't done in quite a while, folks, and that's take a little trip to Mr. Patty's Book Nook.
To the Book Nook. Look, we have books. And over there, another book. And right over there, it's a Kindle?
I want to thank Mike Wagner, of course, for pioneering the Book Nook theme and working with me to put that together. It was a lot of fun. Today in the Book Nook, I want to tell you that I was ill over the past couple weeks and had some downtime to lay around and read some books, which was bad to be ill, but good to have some time to absorb some books. And there's one on my shelf that's been there for quite a while, and I'm not even sure to this day where I got it or how I got it, but it was copyrighted in the year 2003, and I had never read it before, although I've seen it on the bookshelf many times and often said to myself, I should really read that. So I finally got around to it. The book is called Southwest Shuffle, Pioneers of Honky Tonk, Western Swing, and Country Jazz. And it is written by the esteemed author Rich Kienzle. And that is spelled K-I-E-N-Z-L-E. Now, this is a fascinating book, and I think nothing says it better. And Rich is a longtime journalist and writer, so he really lays it out in his preface, or preface, as some call it, very well. So let me read to you the first two paragraphs of this preface right now, and I quote, "If country music's deepest roots lie in the rural South, much of its color, vitality, and style originated in a vast arc from Texas and Oklahoma to California, the Southwest. What you'll find here are portraits of Southwestern-based singers, songs, instrumentalists, and producers, whose accomplishments had a profound influence on country music and, in a few cases, on American popular music. Some are acknowledged legends, others, behind-the-scenes players or unknowns, each made unique and meaningful contributions. Country music in the Southeast, Southwest, and Midwest possess distinctive traits in tone, instrumentation, and repertoire, though traditional tunes and old-time fiddling were common to all. As each region grew and matured, its particular form of rural music took on characteristics indigenous to that region. The Southwest stood apart from all these regions. This was America's last continental frontier, settled by a tougher, hardier crew, many of whom left those other regions. Individuality held sway, and the idea of church-imposed morality or constraints of any sort were alien to the very fiber of living there. So it's quite a fascinating book. I really, really enjoyed it. There were some artists covered in this book that I certainly had heard of and knew some things about. One example of that would be Tennessee Ernie Ford. Another example would be Hank Thompson and Ray Price, who come under the Honky Tonkers section of this book. And the book is broken down into five different sections. One is titled Western Swingers. The next is Capitol Chronicles, and this goes into the long and storied country music history at Capitol Records. The third is Honky Tonkers with the aforementioned Hank Thompson and Ray Price. The fourth is one called Flaming Guitars, which I have to admit was my favorite section of this book, featuring two people I maybe knew a tiny bit about, and one duo that I knew a lot about and really got into again. And then finally, Against the Grain is the closing section of this book, and it details the very interesting beginnings of Willie Nelson's career. If you know anything about Willie, he started out in the late 50s, and between that period and the early 1970s, he didn't have very much success as a solo artist. He sold a couple of songs that were big hits, but really struggled as his own person and eventually retired from music in the year 1971 and moved to Austin, Texas. Another section of this book that I found really interesting was insertion here into the text of little sidebars or little sections where they talked about specific songs and their impact on country music. One of those is a very interesting recording by the artist Tex Williams called Smoke, Smoke, Smoke That Cigarette.
Now, I'm a feller with a heart of gold, with the ways of a gentleman, I've been told. The kind of a feller that wouldn't even harm a flea. But if me and a certain character met, the guy that invented the cigarette, I'd murder that son of a gun in the first degree. Now, it ain't cause that I don't smoke myself, and I don't reckon they hinder your health. I've smoked them all my life, and I ain't dead yet. But nicotine slaves are all the same at a petting party or a poker game. Everything's gotta stop while they have that cigarette.
Smoke, smoke, smoke that cigarette. Puff, 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 and if you smoke yourself to death,
tell St. Peter at the Golden Gate that you hates to make him wait, but you just gotta have another cigarette. Now in a game of chance the other night, old Dame Fortune was doing me right. The kings and the queens, they just kept on coming around. Then I got a full and I bet it high, but my bluff didn't work on a certain guy. He just kept on a-raising and a-laying the money down. Now he'd raise me and I'd raise him. I sweated blood, I got a sink or swim. He finally called and then didn't raise the bet. I said, "Ace is full, pal, how about you?" And he said, "Well, I'll tell you in just a minute or two, but right now I just gotta have a cigarette.
Smoke, smoke, smoke that cigarette. Puff, 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 and if you smoke yourself to death,
tell St. Peter at the Golden Gate that you hates to make him wait, but you just gotta have another cigarette."
That record was recorded in 1947 at Radio Recorders in Hollywood in March of that year. It became a quintessential country crossover hit of the 1940s, not only topping the country charts for 16 weeks, wow, but also spending 6 weeks at number one on the pop charts. It was a massive hit for Capitol Records Country Division and really helped them establish themselves. And that is a great song, done by many other country artists as well, Merle Travis being one that I'm familiar with. And there's a couple other songs that fit into those little sections. So that's a cool feature. You get the background history and recording, legend of these country songs. But as I said, I really dug the Flaming Guitars section of this book. And there are three artists featured Well, four, if you count one of them as a duo. Jimmy Weibel, who was a guitar player who worked primarily with Bob Wills. Then you have a very hardly known artist, at least to me, Roy Lantham and the Whippoorwills. Roy Lantham was a very interesting guitar player, probably showed the biggest influence of the guitarist Shango Reinhardt, whose name comes up over and over in this section. I find it really interesting how Django's playing, along with that of jazz guitarist Charlie Christian, really influenced a lot of these southwestern country swing and country jazz players. And then there's the amazing duo of Speedy West and Jimmy Bryant. These guys were an incredible steel guitar and electric guitar duo, and they played with a lot of bands. They played on a lot of recording sessions, but they also recorded these really cool songs that they did as a duo that are just these fascinating, super fun, super excellent songs. And here's one of those songs now. Right there we heard called Flipping the Lid from Speedy West and Jimmy Bryant. I want to quote from the book now. This is Rich writing about the amazing steel guitar player. Quote, listening to Speedy was like peering into a volcano. He performed a dizzying yet carefully crafted sequence of crazy swooping runs and futuristic chords that he exploded like a bubble of molten lava. His left hand galloped the fretting bar up the neck, tightening his grip to make the strings chatter, then building to a crescendo that ended in a bouncing, crashing chord, always in tempo. Cutting edge as he was, his tasty commercial versatility made him one of Hollywood's most popular session musicians in the 1950s. That's right. Really, really good stuff. If you liked what you heard there, and if you liked that description, go out and seek out some recordings by Speedy West and Jimmy Bryant. They also played on, as the book says, many country hits, including Tennessee Ernie Ford's Shotgun Boogie, which is a great one. Also, another feature of this book that I'll tell you about is the excellent discography section. So not only is the book broken down by section, it also gives a really good overview of the records that were in print. There's a whole section here on Spade Cooley, if anybody knows him. And some of these names may be familiar to you if you've listened to the Cocaine and Rhinestones podcast with Tyler Mahan Coe. He covers some of this type of music for sure. But this is a really good introduction to some really cool artists. And there's also a very interesting section on the country producer Ken Nelson, who had a lot to do with Capitol Records' success. In this book, and it's very informative on the early frustrating and transient years of Willie Nelson as well. So that's the book, Southwest Shuffle, Pioneers of Honky Tonk Western Swing and Country Jazz. Highly recommended here on Patrick's Book Nook. So I hope you can find a copy of it, pick it up, and enjoy it. We're going to go out now with another song that's featured in a little in-depth section in this book. And the title of the little sidebar is Adultery Goes Mainstream. And we're going to hear a song right now called Slippin' Around. Recorded July 20th, 1949 at Capitol Studios. Jimmy Wakely and Margaret Whiting vocals, Fred Tavares steel guitar, Cliffy Stone on bass, Eddie Kirk on rhythm, Buddy Cole on piano and organ. And hey, we'll talk to you guys tomorrow with, wait for it, another Book Nook. Talk to you then.
Seems we always have to slip around to be together, dear. Slipping around,
afraid we might be found.
I know I can't forget you, and I've gotta have you near.
But we just have to slip around and live in constant fear.
Oh, you're tied up with someone else, and I'm all tied up too.
I know I've made mistakes, dear,
but I'm so in love with you. I hope someday I'll find a way to bring you back to me. And I won't have to slip around to have your company.
Preface, as some call it.